Good afternoon and welcome to a Friday edition of the Virginia Athletics Podcast, which we record every week in our University Hall studio. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and my guest today is Lauren Moses, one of the four fourth years on the UVA women's basketball team, which is tied for fourth place in the ACC. Lauren, great to see you again. How's it going?
Thank you for having me. It's going well.
So, tough game last night at JPJ against fifth-ranked Notre Dame, which took control of the game early and never really let, you know, Virginia back in the game. Mm-hmm. On a positive note, you surpassed the 1,000-point mark for your career. Yes. Was that on your mind before the game at all?
Going into the game, I was really just trying to come out with a win. However, I did know that I was close, so it wasn't something that was in the back of my mind. But I just kind of just wanted to, you know, start off this game on the right foot, coming off of two games where we had slow starts. And that happened again today. So if you look at the box scores, you know, we were right there for the last three quarters. The first quarter really got away from us. And it's something that we really need to work on going forward with this season, making sure that we come out with good starts, especially against really top-ranked opponents. Right.
One of your best friends on the team and classmates, Aaliyah Hulandell, hit that 1,000-point mark. Mm-hmm. I can't remember when it was. It wasn't long ago.
Yeah, it was a
It was recent,
game, I think.
But kind of cool for both of you to get that distinction during your careers here.
Yeah. We came in together, got very close our first year. You know, we've been roommates for 3 years. So it's just really great to see her accomplish that goal of hers. And, you know, we are always pushing each other with workouts and practice. So it's really good just to see each other, you know, have those great successes on and off the court.
One of your younger teammates, Felicia Iaton, had 17 points, 11 rebounds last night. It seems like she takes another step forward almost every time she goes out on the court. What's it been like? I mean, you saw her when she came in as a first year, had not played a lot of basketball, and you see where she is today. What's that evolution been like?
Yeah, her progress has been great to see, you know, especially coming when she first came in, like her first workout, you know. I think her confidence has definitely increased as well, which allows her to play so well. And, you know, just making sure that she's encouraged all the time. You know, I'm one of her post partners. So just making sure, like, you know, you have the next one, you have the next one, and just keeping her confidence high, because she's a great and huge factor for us when it comes to games like this, against Notre Dame, Miami coming up. So just making sure that her confidence is high, no matter how well she's playing or how bad she may be playing in a certain game or in practice.
One of the team's many accomplishments this season was its sweep of Virginia Tech. Mm-hmm. In each of those games, it got very tense at the end, and you had a big basket. I think one was a three-point play. They both might have been. Mm-hmm. But what was it like, you know, in those situations to get those baskets? Those have to rank among the most clutch baskets you've had here, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, the most recent Virginia Tech game, it was off of a rebound. Dom drove to the basket and did a floater, and I was like, oh, gosh, this might be coming off on the other side. And we've always practiced this, like, when a shot goes up on one side, we're getting to the opposite side. So I saw the trajectory of the ball in the air, and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go for it. And for some reason, this one rebound felt like I jumped over everyone, because no one jumped up with me. And I just tried to put the ball back up as quickly as possible. But those are important. And, you know, we practice things like that in practice, and just making sure that we're always, like, especially for post, because we're in the paint most of the time, just making sure that we're following the trajectory of the ball and being in the best rebounding position as possible. So, it just paid off in the game, and it happened to be towards the end where we needed it the most.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, things had gone from one extreme to another, and all of a sudden, after having a huge lead, you know, you're holding on for dear life, and it seemed like that kind of calmed everybody down, and you're able to finish the game out.
Yeah, and I'll give it a lot of credit to, like, our guards guarding Emery in that last 4 minutes. It was tough. Seemed like she couldn't miss a shot. So, you know, they really dug down. They made sure they were getting over ball screens hard. And so we kept getting stops, which allowed us to get back from the three-point deficit with, I think, maybe a minute and 30 seconds left, something like that. So a lot of credits to our defense, and then just making sure that we got good shots on the offensive end, especially late down in the stretch.
This team has made no secret of the fact that its goal is to make the NCAA tournament. Are you a bracketologist? Do you log on and follow that stuff, or do you just figure it'll take care of itself?
I don't really follow it. However, I know what this team needs to do mm-hmm. in order to get there, and the way that we need to practice every day in order to get there. And you know, nobody on our team has been to the NCAA tournament except for our coaches.
Right.
So just knowing that they have the knowledge, they have the experience, and just buying into what they're telling us in practice. So no, I don't follow the intricate details of that. However, I do know that in order to be an NCAA team, there's some certain things that we need to do and some things that we need to stop doing. So I just know, just continue to listen to the coaches and continue to just be that leader out there on the court for the team.
You probably don't really think this day will arrive when you show up here as a first year, but your final regular season home game is almost at hand. You play Miami on Sunday afternoon at JPJ. Before the game, there will be a senior day ceremony during which you and Ja'Kyra and Aaliyah and Jaylisa will be honored. What's that going to be like for you?
Yeah, I can say that it's going to be emotional. I hope I don't, like, break down or anything like that. But, you know, my 4 years here have been great, has been just amazing. You know, I've been able to meet so many different people. I've been able to go different places, like, all over the United States right. of America. And then I got to study abroad my sophomore year in the summer, which is a great and amazing experience just to be a part of another culture. So that it's just been amazing here, and I don't – and. My fourth year, so I came in here with, have supported me through everything. They just allowed me to see the brighter side of every situation. So just like so many learning experiences here, and coming in as a freshman, I didn't think I would ever, you know, I mean, I knew I would come to this day, right. but I never thought of how I would react and things like that. But yeah, it's going to be emotional, but at the end of the day, we want to get the win.
There are a lot of demands on the time of really any UVA student, but if you're a student athlete, you know, it would be easy to just say, all right, I'm going to pay attention to my sport and pay attention to my schoolwork and not have much time for anything else. It seems like you've kind of made a concerted effort from the beginning that you were going to be as involved in the university and in different things as yeah. you could be.
Yeah, you know, I just try to go with things that I'm interested in or things that I might be good at other than basketball, obviously. So just making sure that I put myself out there, make connections, making sure that I network. I was able to do a program called I Am More, which helps student athletes in the professional field. So just making sure that, you know, at dinners or professional dinners, you know how to act, you know. So yeah, different things like that, and it's just been a great experience and been able to learn so many different things outside of my sport that will prepare me for the professional world.
Last week, Robin Roberts from ABC was in town to tape a segment for Good Morning America on our new athletic director, Carla Williams. I saw the segment on ABC. You were front and center. You have an interest in broadcast journalism. Were you able to spend any time with Robin when she was in town?
I was able to spend a short time with her, just enough time for her to know that I am interested in sports broadcasting. She kind of made a joke as, don't take my job just yet. So it was nice. You know, she's a very, very genuine person, and you can tell through the TV, you know, and just being able to speak with her one-on-one about some of my interests and just, you know, telling her where I'm from, things like that. So that was an amazing experience, especially just having a broadcaster, an icon right. just in your vicinity. So it was an amazing experience for not just me, but all of the entire team got to meet her. We got to take a picture with her afterwards, and she's a busy woman, so she had to get off after that. But yeah, it's a great experience, especially for someone who's aspiring to be a broadcaster too.
Before she got involved in athletics administration, Carla Williams was yes. involved with women's basketball, first as a player, then as a coach at Georgia. Have you been able to spend any time with her? I know she's very busy as well.
Yes, yes. She's a great person. You know, we got to talk a little bit, and she kind of calmed us down right before we were about to see Robin Roberts, because we were like, oh, my gosh, we are not about to meet her. Blah, blah, blah. So we were kind of going crazy. But she was like, guys, you know, when you see her, just act like you've known her your entire life. She was like, when I see her, I'm just going to give her a hug. So she kind of calmed us down. You know, she's very personable, and just knowing that she was an athlete, and after her athletic career, she had all these dreams and all these goals, and she just made it work. She made it happen, getting her PhD, you know, just all the odds are against her. You know, she just fought through, and she persevered, and, you know, she has her dream job now, which is an inspiration for me. But for anybody, you know, growing up and wanting to be something special.
You grew up in Mount Holly, New Jersey. How did you end up at the University of Virginia?
Basketball. You know, I've been playing basketball since I was 6 years old, in a little rec league, and then started playing AAU when I was 9 years old or 8 years old. And then it just kind of went from there, you know. My trainers, my AAU coaches have always been big on us about, you know, being student athletes. And, you know, even my AAU team, Philly Triple Threat, they made sure we had to bring our report cards in. We had to make sure our grades were good. We got rewarded for things like that, you know, whether it was like a sweatshirt or a, concert tickets and things like that. But we always had to be students in good standings. So that's really where I was grounded into becoming a student athlete. And so that when I got to University of Virginia, I just felt like a family one. They had great academics, so that just kind of put everything into perspective for me and my family, and just and that's when I knew that this is where I was supposed to be. This is where it was gonna ground me and, you know, allow me and to be a student athlete one, and then a professional afterwards.
Aaliyah is also from New Jersey. Did you two know each other before you got to Charlottesville?
So we knew of each other. We played against each other in AAU, and we always saw each other at different AAU competitions. So we knew of each other. I think when we both started showing interest here, Coach Corey McNeil, who was here our freshman year, kind of linked us up and was like, hey, you guys need to speak with each other. You guys need to hang out, things like that. So we got really close on our official visit. And then she came to my graduation party, actually, before we even got here. We were like,
how far
buddies.
Are your two towns from each other?
We're about an hour and a half. Yeah. So my graduation, she actually slept over. It was like the first time we actually hung out. She slept over at my house for a graduation party. And instantly we were just like, okay, we're going to be best friends, whatever. So, yeah, we didn't know of each other, but we got close very quickly. And, yeah.
Your high school, at your high school, you broke the record for career points set by DeMaya Walker, who had a fantastic career at the University of Virginia. Did you ever get to meet DeMaya? Did she play any role in your decision to attend UVA?
I did get to meet her. She was getting inducted to the Hall of Fame at my school maybe a few weeks before I broke the record, honestly. And by then, I knew I was on track to beat her record. So I did get to meet her, and just she knew I was playing basketball. And I don't remember at the time if she knew that I was on track to beat her or surpass her record.
Right.
However, in my head, I was like, yeah, I'm coming up soon. So yeah, it was really nice meeting her. And she, you know, she's a coach, so she was able to critique some of the things on the court and things like that, and just ask me how the season was going. So that was pretty good. And then, so I knew that she went here, obviously, and I knew her experience here. She was just a defensive, you know, beast, you know, and just knowing that, I was just like, you know, it's a great place to be.
In most families, you would probably be recognized as the number one athlete. In your family, that distinction probably belongs to your brother, who played in the NFL.
Yeah, it depends on who you ask.
Among other things. But you had athletic obligations. Have you been able to watch him much play in person, or has it been more on TV?
Yeah, so growing up, I always knew that I was going to be an athlete because of my brother. And he played three different sports, so just knowing that, I'm like, well, I'm going to be good at least one. He's great at
three.
Football, basketball, baseball. So following him and just seeing how he interacted with his teammates on and off the court, field, anything like that, was really what instilled me to be the leader that I am today. So when he got to the NFL, I think I was able to see probably one or two games live in the years that he did play there. The 1 year when I was in college, I only got to see one game. But it didn't really matter, because whenever he was on TV, I was able to watch. I was able to text him before and after games, like, good game, keep doing your thing, you know, just showing him that, you know, you have family support. My dad flew out for almost every NFL game, so he was always there. And he's always just had a great support system, especially around athletics. So the way that I grew up was watching him succeed in his sports. So now that I'm doing it, I'm still getting texts from him, like, so how many points are you away? And then he just texts me this morning, like, congrats.
As you mentioned, in the summer of 2016, you took part in the UVA and Valencia program in Spain. I did a story on you after that, and you mentioned that you might major in Spanish. Have you kept up with your Spanish language, or did that fade away?
I still have interest in being bilingual-ish. I think I'm proficient in understanding it when I hear it. However, speaking it, I think I'm pretty good at reading it as well. However, speaking is not where I'm, not my strongest suit. But I think after my second spring, I stopped Spanish. I stopped mm-hmm. taking courses in Spanish. However, I don't want it to just fully slip away because I know how useful it can be in the future.
You're an American studies major, right?
Yes.
What area of is your focus in there, and what drew you to that major?
So I was interested in media studies initially. However, once I took a few courses, I realized that it was not necessarily like your ideal communications major. And a lot of it had to do with like the theory of media and things like that. So then I started taking American studies classes and African American studies classes. And I decided on visual and popular culture for my concentration. And we really just view the American culture and what, you know, what we see it as, like whether it's citizenship and just popular culture, whether it's music, entertainment, politics, things like that. So it really just got a full encompassment of like the entire culture that we call the America. So it was pretty interesting. And, you know, I decided to do that. And it's a lot of writing, a lot of exploring and researching. So a lot of it kind of connects with what I'm interested in when I think about like interviewing and things like that. Mm-hmm. We've looked a lot into like ethnography of like places, and that was a really good experience just to like see the dimensions of like how things can change from one year to another year, and you know, media and sports are just always changing, so it's just really relatable, and to me that's where I found interest.
Here's the $1 million question: what are your post, you graduate in what, 2 months now, roughly?
Yes,
something like that. Your post college plans, have you finalized them?
I have not finalized them. However, I want to keep all my options open, whether that's continuing playing basketball professionally and or graduate school. I'm really interested in, like you said, journalism and broadcasting. So I've applied to different schools for that. But I just want to keep all my options open because you never know what God has planned for me.
UVA fans may have heard you on the radio and on the internet. You were,
yes,
Dave Kane's student athlete correspondent for a semester,
yes,
or a school year, and you produced Cavalier Minute segments generally on your fellow student athletes, whether they were in women's basketball or elsewhere. What did you enjoy that experience?
I
guess
did.
You did, because you want to continue down that road.
Yeah, I really did. It was very different, especially when you're not used to hearing your voice played back, mm-hmm. So I had to kind of get used to that. However, it was really nice just to talk to student athletes about something other than just their sport. A lot of those segments were about things that they're interested in outside of their sport, whether it's like another sport or a hobby that they had. So that was really nice. And also just talking about, I think I did a segment on Kyle Guy, and it was about his hair. So that was really cool, just because that was huge during that time. So like I said, it's always things are always changing, and it was just really good just to be in the moment for those segments, and it was really cool. Yeah.
Do you keep up with the other sports here as much as you can?
As much as I can, especially like with in season, it's really easy to keep up with men's basketball. Mm. I keep up with football. Try to do my best to get to volleyball games. I was better at it previous years. This year, I didn't get to go to many volleyball games. And those are kind of my main sports. I've been to a baseball game, women's soccer. I'm mm-hmm. huge on, because when I went to Valencia, two of the women's soccer players were there. So we got really close. And then, so yeah.
You and your teammates have done a lot of community service projects during your 4 years here. I know that's a big part of Coach Boyle's program. Mm-hmm. What's been the most meaningful for you? Is there one that's really resonated with you?
I don't know if there's one that's most meaningful. The current one that we did, and the newest, we usually do, uh-huh. We usually go to schools and either read with the kids or just like tell stories with the kids and things like that. We went to the food pantry,
Loaves and Fishes.
Yes.
Yes.
That was great. Oh my goodness. We went probably as a team, the first time we went as a team. And we just got to like walk around with the customers and like pick out their foods and things like that, and got to interact with them. And a lot of them are basketball fans, so they were just delighted by that. And just to see the smiles on their faces, and especially the people that come through there, you know, they're going through hard times. So it's just great to see them smile. So that's probably my favorite one that we've done. And then of course, being with the kids is always great, just because they just have playful personalities. Being at recess with them and being able to play basketball with them was always great. We do a lot with Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. We get to go to their practices and run some of their practices. So.
You've done some Habitat, too, for Humanity.
Yes,
I've seen pictures.
Yes, we did that, I think, Oh, we did that last year, last summer. Yeah, it was pretty. It was the hottest day, yeah, I think, when we did that. Everyone got a tan. But yeah, that was fun. And just to do that as a team, it was hilarious. We're like yelling, painting from like one end of the street to the other. So yeah, it was, you know, community service is really fun for our team because anything we do, whether if we're together, we're going to have fun. So just and being able to include the community in that, in those times is just amazing.
So how do you think, to kind of wrap things up, how do you think you'll look back? I think you're 3 months from graduation, not two. But when you leave Charlottesville, how do you think you'll look back on these 4 years?
I don't even know if there's one word to describe that feeling. It's just, I just feel like everything that I could have done, I did, you know, like as a teammate, as a captain, I just feel like I haven't left anything for chance. I've kind of like wrapped up all my loose ends with everyone, and I hope to continue to do that the 3 months I have left. But just, you know, living in the moment and just being present, no matter what it is and what I'm doing, and just to inspire others how I've inspired, right, how I've been inspired here. So yeah, it's just going to be a great feeling leaving this university and just knowing that, there's so many people behind me that have more left to do here and have a bigger mark to leave on this campus or grounds.
Grounds. All right. On that note, we'll end. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you.
Best of luck. Keep your emotions in check if you can on Sunday. We'll see you at JPJ.
Thank you so much.
There's a lot going on this weekend for UVA athletics in Charlottesville and elsewhere. For more information, visit virginiasports.com. I'll be back next week with another podcast. Until then, thanks for listening.